tonight, a wonderful lady who I've gotten to know over the last couple years. I absolutely love her, as a lot of you do. She's just given so much wisdom, and she always has great information. You never know what she's going to come up with. I love it, because she always has such good information. Let's give a big, warm welcome for Patty Walsh.
Well, you never know what's going to happen. I got to thinking about Thanksgiving, and there's so many wonderful things to focus on Thanksgiving. And we, you know, have this big bird, the turkey, and I'll talk about that partly, but I'm really into birds. So I'm going to talk about birds tonight. And the bird that I've chosen is the duck. It's a very joyous occasion. You know, when you go through life, you can either be focused on yourself, or you can include the rest of the world. But how often we're just focused on ourselves? So I want to challenge you tonight to be focused on something in Mother Earth, because Mother Earth is a living entity. But when we're focused on ourselves, we really don't see that. We see ourselves as being the be-all and the end-all, and we get ourselves so busy we don't take a look at the world around us. So, we lose sight of the magnificence of the world and where we're living, when all we can do is focus on our mealy little jobs, or maybe not jobs, or whatever, you know. So, I talked to my favorite brother, Toby, and he said, try this experiment, because I was telling him about the ducks. And he said, try this experiment. One guy wrote this up to help people get out of themselves and focus on the world around them. So take 15 minutes a day, and the same 15 minutes each day for 15 days. Face the same way, whether it's east or south or north or west, whatever. But face the same way and just observe. That's all. 15 minutes to observe. He says you may be watching the ants build a little colony. You may be watching the birds. You may be watching the butterflies. You may be watching a snake in the grass. You know, it could be anything. But he said, see how this changes you. Take notice of your impressions, your observations. And when we do this, we start to appreciate the wonder around us. But he doesn't tell you how good or bad it's going to be. He just says, do it and see what happens. And the experience will probably be different for everyone. But 15 minutes, same time of the day for 15 minutes, for 15 days, and just observe and see where that takes you. Okay, so in my observation, I pick ducks. Everybody's seen ducks. Now, what do you think about ducks? They waddle. They spend time in the water. They're kind of loud. Have you thought of anything else about a duck?
Pretty feathers.
Oh, beautiful feathers. And what else?
Their eyes.
Their eyes are neat? They what? Mm-hmm.
They take care of their children.
Yeah.
They're very organized in their flocks.
Yes, they are. Well, do you know about the wood ducks? I went to Lindo Lake when I first was out in Lakeside, and I love that lake. It's just wonderful. And as I'm walking around, I see these beautiful ducks that I hadn't seen before, and they've got a white strip dividing the colors on the duck. And so I asked the ranger there, I said, what kind of duck is that? And he said, oh, it's a wood duck. And the Boy Scouts have put the nesting boxes up in the pepper trees, which was really neat. And he said they turn those towards the water. And I thought, oh, I wonder why they do that. Okay. So the wood duck lays her eggs, and she lays one egg a day. But she feathers her nest and pulls out the downy feathers, so it's real soft for the eggs. And then she rotates the eggs, sort of like we do with babies. You don't leave them on their back where they get a flat back of their head. You know, you have to keep turning them, and you see someone with a flat back. They've been kept on their back as a baby. Or maybe they were held, if they were an Indian child, they were held in one of those little papooses. So they rotate the eggs. And in about 30 days, these little ducks start popping out of the eggs. So the mother gets out of the house. She goes into the water, and she calls to the babies once they're all hatched out. So what do the babies have to do? They've got to jump out of the nest and land somewhere. So the mother has selected a place to have her babies. And in some of the trees around the world, these babies are 60 feet up. And they haven't developed wings. So they sort of float. And maybe their feet stop them a little bit. I don't know. But you could see they land in this pile of leaves, and then they waddle off to the pond. When they're in the pond, the mother doesn't feed them. They get everything they need from the pond. But she's careful to watch them and to keep them out of harm's way. But really, they start off by themselves. So that's pretty neat. They have to have a lot of grit to jump out of that nest. Sometimes they're better than we are with that. But now, what about the birds? There are two different kinds of ducks. There are the dabblers that eat on the surface of the pond. And then there are the divers. And the divers have bigger feet because they propel them through the water. Well, now when the dabblers and the divers go to fly, they have to do different things, and I'm sure you've seen this. The dabblers can almost go straight up. The divers have to have a longer runway. So you see them, finally they get up. But they're turning up the water a bit as they're going. And then you think of ducks. How fast do you think a duck can fly?
30 miles.
Much faster. They can outfly a hawk. And they have smaller wings that are pointy. So when you watch a duck fly, they are working like a son of a gun. There's nothing graceful about a duck flying. But they can outdo the hawk, so the hawk can't catch them and eat them, which is really interesting. They can go 100 miles an hour.
No. Wow.
That's faster than I try to drive. Is that just amazing? 100 miles an hour. Some of the ducks called torrid ducks are in the fast-flowing streams, like over rapids, and they keep that as their territory. When the water is moving so fast, there's not very much food in the water. So they have to protect a large area to have as their area. And they're the only ducks that really mark their territory. Okay. Now, you've seen the ducks when they fly. They do that V formation, which is really clever. The first duck has to work the hardest, and they rotate. And the other ducks form a V so they can get in the current and they don't have to work as hard. And the one that's the lead navigates, and he navigates partly, he's looking for a food source because they work so hard, they're going to need to come down to a pond and get something to eat. But they navigate by the magnetic fields of the earth. Isn't that fascinating? Plus, they fly at night. See, I thought they'd bed down at night. They don't. They're busy. So they're flying at night, and they fly by the stars. Really fascinating. These little chubby ducks can do this. I mean, it's just amazing. And when the ducks molt, you know, meaning that they lose all their feathers, they lose them all at once. The birds I've had lose a little here, a little there. But they lose all the feathers at once. So for 3 or 4 weeks, they're grounded. And so they stay in the reeds and they work their new feathers and they straighten them out. And they have a waxy substance on the, close to their tail feathers that they have to coat all their feathers with. I always wondered how the water just beads right off the duck. And it's that waxy coating that they put on that. And then you'll see the ducks, and you see all birds do this. They're preening themselves a couple times a day, cleaning the feathers to keep them functioning well. And the wood ducks are really, they're fascinating to me because I love the bright colors. But how do the feathers get colorful? They have little crystals on the feathers that when the light hits it a certain way, you see the color. So you look at some of the mallards out on the pond or the wood ducks. When they're turned one way, it may just look dark. And then you look at the head of the mallard as it turns, it's this beautiful iridescent blue or green. And it's those little crystals on the feathers. Now, why couldn't we have that? Wouldn't that be neat? Oh, look at my arm. You know, well, it'd really be stunning. Okay, so the ducks are pretty neat. I met some of my friends yesterday from Canada, and we sat by the duck pond. So we got to talking about birds. And Jan Bruno is a retired teacher that Toby has known for years. And she talked about when they had just gotten off the boat from Hawaii. And somehow, somewhere where the two of these gals were, a turkey took after Jan and started doing his mating dance. And she's going, away, away. And he's just dancing and he's warbling his throat and just looking ever so proud. And she's going, what's with this turkey? And then he gets closer and tries to get her sandwich. And she's going, oh, yeah, it was a sandwich, huh? But working with the Borden Cares, years ago, I saw chicken bonding. If you have ever seen this, it is just wonderful. This little lady, they had chickens and chickens at this Borden Care, and they'd put them in the chicken coop at night, but they'd let them out, sometimes running around during the day, or just put this one They called her Fluffy Butt because when she was little, she had no feathers. And then she developed all these marvelous feathers. So this little lady is feeding Fluffy Butt what I call albino worms. They were spaghetti without sauce on them. So she's feeding this chicken or hen. And I thought, I looked at the hen, and the eyes looked different. You could tell that hen knew she was loved. So what does she do one day when she's out? She jumps up onto the little lady's lap and lays an egg right there. And I said, chicken bonding. I mean, how incredible. And the little lady was so surprised, she stood up and went the egg. I know. But still, the chicken gave her the gift, which was really neat. They had a canary there, and they called him Frank Sinatra because he'd never shut up. He sang all the time. And these little ladies just love the birds there. It was really neat. So, as you think of your turkey tomorrow, you might experience a different kind of bonding. But enjoy it. Thank the bird for giving up his life for our health, because that's just really cool. So, think about Mother Earth and how you want to treat Mother Earth and what you want to do focusing. And if you're in the mood to do this for 15 days, select 15 minutes out of your day, face the same direction each day, and observe. And see how that changes your impression of the world around you. You truly are not the most important thing in the world. That there's a lot to be learned. Look what you learned about the ducks today. Now see, at Thanksgiving dinner, you can talk about, quiz the other participants at dinner. Do you know how fast those ducks can fly? Enjoy, but pay attention to Mother Earth. When we have polluted the air, the water, and the soil, that tells me that none of us have paid enough attention to Mother Earth. So thank her for all of her gifts. She gives us many. Thank you.
Thank you, Patty. That was great. I have something to give my niece tomorrow. The ducks can fly 100 miles an hour. That's crazy. Okay, so announcements.